All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? And hey, Bo knows if you're in Beaumont, because we are. Barry and I are live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. If you're in the area in the 409, stop by. We've made sure Nick isn't here, so you are protected, and so is he. As we continue to roll on and wrap up what has been an outstanding week on The Usual Suspects, Nick is holding down the fort back at headquarters, and we are all ready to go. Andreas is here keeping us on the air. The promo team's already in their second full meal. And everything is good in the world.
What up, Big Swole? That's Andreas. He's Big Swole.
Well, he's got the little Andreas, like, though, bungee cords.
You can tell all he does is curls, though. That's all he does. Yeah. Like, his legs look like two lollipop sticks. It's just all biceps. That's
then
it.
He comes in with his Calvin Klein kind of cable cardigan sweater.
Yeah.
With the matching polo. I'm like, what, do you got a photo shoot at the mall later? What is that?
He's Abercrombie and Miss. He's almost there. Not quite, though. Yeah, and then the promo team, I walk up, and they're just neck deep in chips, eating, which you guys should have got the quesadillas. They're really good.
Yes, they are.
Really, really good. You screwed up. Yeah, you've messed up.
But here's the thing, too. Drew continues to tell me he's on this fitness kick, right?
Fitting all that food in his mouth.
Yeah. But so he gets the
that didn't even make sense.
He gets a chicken salad and then just goes right for the chips and the queso and all that other. And then the waitress says, "Oh, are you going to eat today?" And he goes, "Yes, three squares. That's all I need. Three square meals for a guy that's going to be here for a couple hours."
Yeah. Well, I think his excuse was like, "Well, with the queso, they put Rotel in it. Rotel has tomatoes. Tomato is healthy. Ergo, I ate something healthy." That's how he looks at it. You know what I mean?
Three squares for an appearance that we're doing, that you're just technically here to help support.
Oh,
what kind of support is that?
Three
square meals.
Hold on. You just big leagued the hell out of him right there.
It's
our appearance. You're just support.
My conscience would not allow me to have three square meals and appetizers at an appearance, but that's okay.
Wow.
Hey, it works for you. It looks good on you, though. Like that jacket. God, take that thing off.
Drew's wearing a Cowboys jacket, and Joel doesn't like it at all.
No.
It's all right, though.
It's a Cowboys track jacket.
Yeah.
It looks light and
cozy. This is my first time here. I like it. This is a nice place. You know, when they said we were going to be outside, I was worried that it was just going to be, like, outside. But this is covered. It's nice. You get, you know,
We've told you how great this spot is. The air moves.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this so far. This is cool. We got a DJ behind us.
Yep, it's an indoor-outdoor facility. We are outside on the deck. It is fantastic. The sun is shining. It's in the 70s. It's a great place to be. And if you want to watch any and all of your favorite sports action, it's here for you all weekend long at Luke's Ice House. $12 Miller Lite buckets now till 7 p.m. So stop by and see us. Hang in for the blitz and have a bucket or two. $2 fireballs. But, of course, that Miller Lite Coors Light keeps rolling through all weekend long. All kinds of specials. Great on domestics. Miller and Coors Light always taking care of you here at Luke's Ice House. It is a fantastic place to be, and we always have fun here. They're good people.
Yeah. Can I brag for a minute?
Sure.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Well, you already did this to me, so just tell the listeners.
You asked why I was in a good mood and that I'm excited because I've been trying to break into this club in San Antonio called the LOL Comedy Club. And I finally did, right? So I kept working their other club. They have a club at the River Center Mall, which I work, you know, a lot since I've been going to San Antonio. And their other club is a bit more exclusive, bigger headliners, bigger names. So I finally broke in there because they were like, well, you know, send us a video of something, and along with Scott, who runs the River Center, we'll consider it. So I did all that, and I just got an email on the way here. Mm-hmm. I got an email from the booker, and he was like, hey, can you work May 9th through the 13th? So I looked it up, and I was like, yeah, I'm free, which it's Mother's Day weekend, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I got more important things to do, Mom. I'm trying to become a famous comedian. I don't have time for you.
It's a good look.
Even though I wouldn't be here without you,
yeah,
that's
well, Welcome to the world, Barry. I brought you in, and then you could just kick me out.
You know what? There's more important things like a weekend of comedy. Anyway, so I looked at their calendar, and I'm getting the feature for Big J Okerson, which is a pretty cool deal. He does the Bonfire on XM Satellite Radio with Dan Soder, but he's also been headlining for a while. So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped
about
that.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations. Yeah. I told you that was great. Now I'm going to do it again and be done with it. But that's fantastic news.
Yeah, the weird thing is I think they'll actually give me a hotel so I don't have to stay with family while I'm there.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I can my bleep number goes up significantly.
Nick just wrote down those dates on his calendar as well. So he can get his aspiring radio career even further off the ground. It's elevated now.
That's right. May 9th through the 13th.
My birthday weekend. So
is it?
Yeah, May 10th.
May 10th is your birthday, huh?
Well,
you're a Taurus.
I am.
I don't know. Are you guys big astrological guys?
Not really.
No, I mean,
only reason I know that is because I'm a Gemini, May 29th, and my mom was born May 20th, and I know she's a Taurus. That's why I know there's a cutoff is between the 20th and the 29th. That's the only reason I know that.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you ask me, like, what's a Pisces, or when is, I would have no idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I know because of relatives in my family, but other than that, I mean, I know I'm a Gemini, but other than that, I don't.
That's
really
why
get
we
into
don't
all
get
that.
Along.
Well, there's many reasons for that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, but we're both Geminis. We have split personalities. We're moody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You were today, by the way, for as good a mood as you are in now.
I didn't recognize you, okay? So as soon as I get here, it's almost a two-hour drive for me. It's an hour 45. As soon as I get here, I have to pee. So I go straight to the bathroom, and Joel's there.
Yep.
And I didn't notice him. Like, it was dark. And so I walked in, he goes, hey, what's up? And I just thought it was some weird stranger.
Well, Grumpy Barry throws the door open 100 miles an hour, and you're at the urinal, and you're like, what the? And it's like someone just came in and stole his milk money or something. And all of a sudden, I just look over my shoulder and go, hey, what's up? And he's like,
no.
And I'm like, oh, boy.
I didn't recognize you. You have the hat on like you're undercover. And then, so I was just like, oh, I just thought it was a weird guy just saying what's up while he was peeing. I don't usually talk to
dudes. Then you get done
in.
I'm already out. You come back out, you come back to the table, and you're like, hey, you just get here? I'm like, no, dude, you just blew my doors up in the bathroom. He's like,
yeah.
Wait, that was you?
I didn't even recognize you. I mean, I don't make eye contact with dudes in the bathroom. I don't check that out. I'm like, I'm here
so
for
you
one.
So changed your game from back at the office?
I'm here for one express purpose, and that's it. I don't need the rest of that. No.
I can guarantee if you need toilet covers, toilet seat covers the rest of the day,
my
people are here to supply them for you.
I didn't recognize you. You got them, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
I still got some. Don't worry.
Hey, and if you want to join the show today, we are going to, as always, welcome you to be one of our usual suspects, 713-780-3776. That's the hotline number. You can call or text that number, or you can get us on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We love your participation. That's why we're called the usual suspects, amongst other things, that people call us on Twitter and text message.
I was going to say, jerk. Good thing we're not the usual jerks.
Hey, Nick, what'd you do last night?
Just went to the game.
Just
Rockets, I thought you were at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Yeah. No.
Did you get us a liner, Nick? Did you get us a
I did not. LeBron? I did
what?
Not.
Did you
That's
even try?
LeBron. No, I really didn't. I totally forgot. LeBron was so overwhelmed with so many reporters, man. There was no way I was getting to LeBron.
But you're Nick Sciarra. You go right to the front of the bus.
You failed us.
Yeah.
Man.
I just name dropped Sciarra, and they're just going to give me whatever I need. Yeah.
I believe that. Mm. I firmly believe that.
My goodness.
All right. Well, I thought you were at the Museum of Fine Arts, and something happened there last night. And if you're not aware of it, we're going to fill you in. But it's so typical of Houston for something like this to happen. And by the way, it was an all men's gala. Who does that?
Hey, that's not appropriate. That's not the right word to say.
I didn't say it was at a strip club. I said it was an all-men's gala.
Hey, easy.
I see what you did.
All right,
we'll be back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
happen. It's coming, right? You feel it coming. When that does happen, when they make marijuana legal in all 50 states, there will be a first day that pot is legal in America. And that's the day I want to be back in the chopper doing traffic again.
I'll take a look at the traffic on the first day of the legalization of marijuana. Absolutely no traffic problems whatsoever. Everyone's going real slow and taking care of each other. Joints are flying from car to car on I-35. Road rage, a thing of the past. Peace and love has broken out on the freeways of America. Blinkers going off all over the place. Just saw one guy give another guy a high five and two separate moving vehicles. That's a tough maneuver. We do have reports that any and all fast food establishments are backed up for miles.
Hey, it's an FEF Friday. That means F stands for football, fun, and of course, funny. And that is John Wessling, a comedian that people in the Houston area should be pretty familiar with.
Yeah, yeah. He used to work for the station.
Yep.
Used to do game day.
Did
he? Before moving over to 1560. Yeah, he was, him and Anson Ainsworth were before Shock and Me.
Wow, he slummed, huh?
Yeah, he was slumming it on the Sundays.
Man.
And, yeah, so he's at the Hopstop Live in Humble, Texas this weekend with Eric Knowles. It's hosted by my bud, Nathaniel Amador. So it's a good show. I was lucky enough to do the first one with Andy Huggins. So get out there, check it out, Hopstop Live. Local comedy, like we said, we're going to be featuring somebody every week that you guys should have heard of or go check out or give you something to do. So, John Wessling.
And are we going to... Are we putting the videos? Are we going to tweet them out or anything like that so people can see the videos of John?
Yeah, we can. What I'll do is I'll get a couple that he sent me. Now, they're not – I mean, we've cleaned them up, I think,
right,
for the radio. But, yeah, I'll tweet them out. I'll tweet the videos
out for
sure.
Yeah, uncensored versions for Twitter?
Yep.
Because that's the way we roll?
Absolutely.
So I mentioned this before the break, and I'm not sure that anybody heard of this, whether it be the gala or what happened at it. But last night, in a very typical So Houston-type mood, there was a gala, and it was a fundraiser called One Great Night in November at the Museum of Fine Arts. It was a Houston high-powered men's-only fundraiser in which they say lots of men who have lots of money get together to hang out, smoke cigars, drink fine wine and cognac, and then spend a lot of that money on ways to make the Museum of Fine Arts better,
so it's like
amongst other things.
So it's like the skull and bones of sports.
It's kind of a swinging weenie club, if you ask me.
Okay.
But the swinging weenies have a lot of money.
All right.
Well, evidently there was too much swinging last night of those weenies because
somebody...
So the story goes now, and again, keep in mind, this is Houston, all right? A server working the event bumped into an attendee who then subsequently bumped into a table that was unmanned, and atop that table sat your 2017 World Series trophy.
Okay.
That trophy then tumbled to the floor.
Oh, no. You wrecked it.
And indeed they did.
Oh, no. Did they bend the little flag on top?
So then it behooves you to ask the question, like, what kind of damage? Because, like, when I was with the Rockets, look, those two trophies, and let me tell you, the world tours that those trophies went on went to a lot of places that probably should be remain nameless. But there were dents and everything. And Tiffany and Company.
The Gold Cup.
Amongst other things,
okay.
Had to have all the dents hammered out of the basketball, and at some point they had to have them refurbished. That trophy sat in the on the dotted line on Richmond Avenue at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, they do make their rounds, but you would not think at a fundraiser in which I believe Jim Crane graciously allowed them to have the trophy there on display, you would not think it would get damaged, but they said they immediately put it in its Tiffany's bag and carted it off for a minute, and then it later reappeared with a full surrounding complement of security guys with earpieces in and very large individuals. And then another guy who was an attendee who said, this is what we do at the museum, so we will fix it here.
Oh, no.
I don't think I want anybody fixing it there except for the people that made the trophy.
Yeah, that's a bad look. I mean, you can't. This is why we can't have nice things in Houston, right?
It said everyone could still see the trophy, but they said some of the flags on the trophy were noticeably bent out of shape. That's just not a good look, man.
Yeah, well, you know, at least nobody drank out of it.
Oh, and by the way, in attendance, Mayor Sylvester Turner, Jim Crane, Bob McNair, The Seraphim family, I don't know
that. That's what it was. It was Bob McNair's hatred for the Astros winning a world championship and the Texans don't. And, yeah, I bet he did it. He pushed it off.
You mean, never mind.
What? Uh-oh. You were going to make an inmate in prison joke, weren't you?
Yeah, the
No, don't do that.
A server and the...
You're welcome. I bailed you out. Don't do that.
They said after dinner, a member of the museum staff told the reporter from the Chronicle that the commissioner's trophy was already sent to restoration in the museum.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that? Why would you have anyone other than the people that made the trophy fix it?
Well, you broke it. Their staff are the ones that broke it, so maybe that's why.
Crazy the way this thing was written, too, for Cron.com, because the quote was from one of the attendees, "There couldn't be a better place to get a trophy fixed," he said, "while we were smoking cigars in the designated tent outside the museum where most of the crowd had graduated from the smoother, milder Davidoff Houston exclusive to the holder, dark-toned Davidoff Winston Churchill." What? I know
this is somebody that's just bragging about where they were. That's the only reason they wrote this article.
He goes on to write, "Between puffs of smoke, the staff members said that,
all right,
despite the tremendous revenue and prestige
this is turning
of
into a romance
one great
novel.
Night,
this
the event presented logistical challenges." What? Too much highfalutin smoke in the air?
This is sounding like a romance novel. And then she parted her creamy, white, milky thighs and what? What kind of news article is this?
Kensington Barkley was pulled over, yes, leaving the event in his rolls.
If it says somewhere in there throbbing member, we're not reading the Chronicle anymore. I'm not doing that. Look how quiet it got.
I mean.
Not doing that. It's weird. You don't need to be that descriptive in a news story,
no,
do you?
No.
It's not a novel.
It's still, and it's a men's only event.
Yeah. Don't make it weirder than it is.
And they damaged the trophy. I'd be really interested to see how they restored the trophy there at the museum.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust that thing to anybody, but I take
it's probably
it
a fake.
Tiffany's.
It's probably a fake. Somebody said, "Is Gilbert real?" Yeah, he's real.
Anyways.
He's real. Definitely real.
I'm going to get my bike anyways. And then, okay, anyways, you guys, is there parking on the park and ride to get me to Beaumont? Anyways.
somebody texted, "I'm literally at work about a mile down the road from y'all right now. Ugh, I want to be there debating on saying F it and just taking off early." Do that.
Yeah, you don't even have to say F it if you don't want to, but whatever you do, get over here.
It's an F it Friday.
Heck yeah, that's right.
Ah,
very well done there.
Just quit your job and get over here and, you know, damn the Bills. Who cares?
Bills, they're in Buffalo.
Bills Schmills is not – there's no responsibility on a Friday. It's the weekend. You know what? You worry about the rest of your life on Monday or – you know, 7 o'clock when we're done. Whatever.
Without question.
Get out here.
So we're at Luke's Ice House, and we're having a good time. Nick is back at the studio, although Nick made his one appearance in the 409 and has completely turned everybody around. Nick is a superstar in Beaumont.
Is he?
Yes.
Big deal down
here? Oh, my goodness. The ladies love him. The selfies that they were taking.
Oh, big Nick.
I mean, I'm telling you. Well, I don't know about that, but I know that the ladies were all asking for selfies.
Were they?
Yes.
Nice. Hey, can we give a happy birthday to the Marine Corps?
Absolutely.
Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Tomorrow is also
Veterans Day tomorrow, and we won't be on the air,
nope,
but definitely a happy Veterans Day. And thank you to all that have served and continue to serve our great country, because I appreciate that.
Absolutely. A lot of listeners I know that have served or are serving, and we do appreciate it. I love freedom.
No,
I love mine. I'm thankful for it.
Yeah.
So
appreciate it every day.
And
no
guys.
Doubt about it. Hey, by the way, Nick was at an event last night, and that event turned to be quite eventful as the Rockets beat the Cavaliers last night. So we'll talk about that, getting a little NBA basketball. Got a lot of stuff that we can cover, but also want to get you to having a venue to get everything off your chest and off your mind. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. That's the number to call or text, or hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects. Back with a whole lot more on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sherrara.
Hey, welcome back to the big show on a Friday. F yeah, it's Friday, and we are all here. Well, two of the three of us are here. Barry and I are here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Nick holding down the fort back in H-Town. The marketing team is here enjoying all the fine food on the menu. It's a challenge. They're trying to eat everything on the menu before 7 p.m.
Andreas, did you tweet that video out? Are you tweeting it out now? Joel was dancing during the break, and we got some pretty sweet video of it.
It's fine.
You got some good moves. You're more coordinated than I thought you were.
I did every really bad.
You did. You did the swim.
Odd
the,
white guy dance I could do.
You did the jerk.
The swim.
Which you just kind of sat there.
The stewardess with the exits.
You're doing the jerk and you just sat there. And I was like, that's great.
Well, after yesterday's show, it brought new meaning to that.
By the way, there's a kid here, Joel, so don't curse, okay?
That would be on you.
I know. That's why I was like, okay, I got to watch what I say now.
We don't want to be banned from another spot.
I can't. What? You were putting all that on me?
Well, not all of it.
I don't think that was on me. I think that was on us, but whatever.
Oh, see, when the bad stuff happens, it's on us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what.
That's what it is?
It's what it is.
All right, Nicholas, you were in attendance last night
at
the Big Sequoia. How did that go for you?
It was a good game. I mean, for a while there, at least in the first half, you saw the Rockets kind of take the game into their own hands, but Jeff Green came out of nowhere in the second quarter.
Yeah, dude went off last
I think
night.
He had like 20 points in the second quarter, and they went into halftime only up or down by one. So
it was a one-point game, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was a great game. And then, you know, Harden kind of disappeared in the fourth, but Clint Capella kind of cleaned it up, and they were able to secure a win against the Cavs. So good for the Rockets.
I watched some of it. I actually started recording it in the third quarter, and so I watched it this morning. The first thing that I noticed is just the hustle that P.J. Tucker brings to this team.
No question.
Getting after it on both ends of the floor. I mean, he drained a three. He's out there playing, you know, defensively, grabbing rebounds, bodying people. So that was good to see that he's living up to the hype of what everyone hoped he would be for this team. And kind of shows you why D'Antoni has been talking about the fact that this team is, what, ninth-ranked defense?
Ninth, yeah.
And he's excited about that, and he expects them to be top five. And I think when they get Chris Paul back, that might be a possibility. But, yeah, that stood out to me. Capella, obviously, down the stretch stood out to me. Harden collapsing. You know, it was weird because I didn't notice it as much until you go back and you look at the box score and you look at some of the things and you hear some of the people talking about the game. You're like, yeah, he kind of did fall apart there at the end.
Well, but you realize he played every minute of the second half.
Yeah.
And that's why he ran out of gas. And, of course, early in the season, too, they don't have their win the way it will be by the end of the season. But he definitely ran out of juice because he was expending a lot of energy. I mean, D'Antoni, for all intents and purposes, aside from 5 minutes for Bobby Brown, played seven guys.
Yep.
And playing seven guys against a team that's physical and talented like the Cavaliers, that can provide some problems. And my takeaways are much like yours. Cleveland only had four offensive rebounds the entire evening. If you only get four offensive boards, your second chance points obviously are eliminated. But more so than anything else, it shows you that the Rockets' focus, which is on a daily basis, on rebounding the basketball, was in full effect. And P.J. Tucker was absolutely outstanding in the fourth quarter in giving him second and third opportunities by getting offensive boards. He has been just a huge pickup. And I heard Barkley talk about the fact that this team is just a enjoy them for the regular season kind of team because they don't defend anybody, they can't stop anybody, and they're not going to be anything in the playoffs. As much as I've kind of started that bandwagon last year for this team is a different team. And as you and I have talked about, Luke Mbah-Amute sat on the end of the bench last night nursing a bum knee.
Yep.
Chris Paul leads the league in steals. He sat out because of a bum knee. You get those two guys back and then give them some court time by midseason or so, that ninth-ranked defensive team is probably going to go up quite a bit. Yep. And as I told you about, that death lineup, when he goes to those five guys late in games, when you can put Capella, Chris Paul, Mbah-Amute, P.J. Tucker.
Nene down low with Capella.
And
both
either
of them
Nene
can
or
defend.
Capella guarding the rim.
Yeah.
If you go possession by possession, that team can stop anybody.
Yep.
That's going to be a good thing for Mike D'Antoni and Jeff Bezdelic to be able to go to. The negative for me, and it continues to be a negative, you're paying $20 million a year for a guy that gave you 5 points and four boards last night, and he's supposed to be a sniper of a three-point shooter, and he was two for seven?
Yeah, from field goal range. Yeah.
Leave Ryan Anderson alone.
Awful. Absolutely awful. Matt Bullard is turning over in his broadcast booth every time he sees this going, I could make 20 mil and make more shots than he does. He has a problem shooting at home. Who does that? I understand when you go from arena to arena and it's a different look, it's a different feel, it's a different depth perception. But holy cow, at the Toyota Center, he is garbage.
And, you know, there were two guys on the Rockets team that was in the plus-minus mm-hmm. while they were on the floor that were a minus. And it would surprise you to hear that Ryan Anderson wasn't one of them. Capella, with his 19 points and 13 rebounds, was a minus 3 while he was on the floor. And Gordon was a minus 5 after turning in his 20 points. So, you know, it's sometimes the box score doesn't tell the story. You know what I mean? And you're right about Ryan Anderson. I don't get it. I do not understand why that dude can't make
I've been just as hard on Ryan Anderson as you guys, but I think the good thing to his defense, the one thing that he's got going for him is that when he continues to miss, he kind of stops. I mean, if you look at Trevor Ariza, he wasn't really hitting everything, but he had 13 attempts from the field. You know, Eric Gordon, 16 attempts from the field. You know, Ryan Anderson, only 7. So he tends to stop, at least from what I've seen. I see a lot of 2-for-6 or 2-for-7, 2-for-8 from behind three-point line with Ryan Anderson. He tends to stop taking the attempts, which is
you
a good
why,
thing.
You know why, right, Nick?
Why? It's confidence?
Your grapes can get only so small before they get so far up inside of you that you touch the ball, you just got to go. It's like a hot potato. I don't want that thing anymore because it's not going to go in.
Confidence. Yeah, his confidence definitely diminishes when he gets like the second or third miss, you start to see the confidence diminish in Ryan's face.
It's just very disturbing to me. And here's the other thing, guys. I just don't like the brand of basketball right now. I thought the game as a whole, though it was entertaining, was very sloppy. And I thought that, you know, at times that whole, you know, chuck it whenever you get it kind of mentality can get kind of hard to watch because of the fact that, you know, there's not that extra pass. There's not that clean basketball being played. But I think that the good news, and again, just like we were talking about, when you get these guys on the floor, Chris Paul is going to change all that just simply because of his dribble penetration. He's going to dribble penetrate. He's going to kick out. If they don't guard him or respect him, he's going to take it to the basket. He'll give those alley-oops to Clint Capella. I saw people on social media giving Chris Paul credit already for developing Clint Capella just like he did with some of the other big men. I'm like, he's played one game with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give that one a rest.
Settle down.
But I think overall both offense and defense is going to improve with this team, which is a good sign. You're leading the Western Conference tied with the Warriors at 9-3, and Chris Paul's played one game for you, and you've had other periodic injuries like the one you're going through right now with Luke Mbamute. Hey, you're in a good spot. You got a really good team, and this team's going to be fun to watch all year long. On the flip side, I don't know what the hell is going on with the Cavaliers.
They made it competitive down the stretch, but that doesn't help you. You know what I mean? Just looking competitive isn't going to get you there. I'm with you. I don't know were they overhyped, though? People were saying this was the deepest team. This was the best team. This is a team that actually could compete with the Warriors is something I read. Is that true, really?
I thought going in, when they get Isaiah Thomas back, that's when I'll really, you know, draw the barometer. But I think that with Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder, I thought that they were and Tristan Thompson now is out too. But if you bring those three guys back, I think it's the deepest team in a rotational standpoint LeBron's had since he played with the Heat, his deepest Cavaliers team.
Okay. So you
his
agree
deepest
with
Cavaliers
him.
Team. Because I don't think Derrick Rose or Dwayne Wade bring you anything compared to what they used to bring you. But I think that overall, depth-wise, just adding guys like Crowder that's versatile, like Isaiah Thomas, who's such a great scorer and a fourth-quarter scorer, I think that they're a deeper team. But I think Ty Lue is in serious jeopardy. I think there's two coaches with big team, big-name, high-profile teams that are in jeopardy right away already, and that is Billy Donovan at OKC. They lost again last night to Denver, by the way.
Ooh.
And Tyronn Lue. And the interesting thing about Tyronn Lue is that if you're going to be Dan Gilbert and the owner of the Cavaliers, you may think about wanting to get another coach in there, but the whole thing is until you know if LeBron is staying or going, it doesn't make any sense to make a move unless you think that the entire thing is imploding before you even get the chance to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'm with you. The Cavs have already lost 7 games. I didn't think that would be until December, January before you saw something like that. And the same would be true for Oklahoma City, man. 4-7, Cavs sitting at 5-7, so not good. We have Caleb on the phone that wants to talk about Ryan Anderson. Caleb, you
there?
Hey,
guys. So Ryan Anderson's shooting has been pretty poor at the Toyota Center the whole time he's been there. And I read an article last year about him being red-green colorblind. And something about being colorblind is it skews depth perception. And I'm not saying that that's like a good excuse, but that could be part of the problem with all the red in the Toyota Center. And along with that article, Tracy McGrady had problems too with depth perception in the Toyota Center. So just something to consider. Thought it was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, Caleb, although I don't know if I buy the depth perception thing because plenty of guys have success there, like Eric Gordon and James Harden. Now, the colorblind I can't speak to. That you may be right. That may have something to do with it.
Well, there it is right now in a nutshell. It's too small of a sample size on colorblind research, and because of it, they didn't know when they signed Ryan Anderson. This is just like Brock Osweiler all over again. This is horrible.
What?
I mean, you had to do more research on if he's colorblind or not, and then investigate what that could do with a red building like the Toyota Center.
So I Googled it real fast to see if Caleb is – so there is some stuff out there, but it's all on Reddit, which you might as well just – you might as well be getting your information directly from Facebook.
You colorblind and went to Reddit.
Oh.
Did you do that purposely because there was too much Reddit?
That's how the internet works.
Oh.
I just Googled it.
See, here's the thing.
What?
The bigger thing is I've heard about him coming out after games, going back into the building, continue to shoot, trying to get a feel for it. I mean, you can get into that building anytime you want. This is your home building. If there is some kind of an issue with depth perception, you can work on it. I just don't understand it. That all of a sudden, he's just gone stone cold at home now for over a year. To me, I understand it if you're going building to building. Like I've told you guys before, Staples Center, the depth perception behind the baskets is as cavernous as any building in North America. And so I get it if sometimes there's a bit of an issue with that. But I don't get it on your home floor. I just don't understand it.
No, that's where you get to work out the most, shoot the most. You should be the most comfortable. I mean, I was there last year doing games with Nick, and he was in the locker room, and I didn't go, and I'm sitting there watching Ryan Anderson shooting just after a game, just out there shooting, and I don't get it. I mean, he's got free reign to the building. He can get in there anytime he wants. I think at this point it's just mental.
I think a lot of it is mental, and Nick, to your point too, that's why he's passing up shots. A lot of it is, look, he's already he feels like that lack of confidence, as you said. He feels like it's not going into the building. And part of it is if you get the ball and you already got a negative connotation in your mind that it's not going to go in, it's not going to help you make more shots at home. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I'm with you guys. I think the work ethic is there. I think he's at the Toyota Center shooting a million threes. I just think when it comes game time, he doesn't want to hurt the game any more than he already has, and his confidence kind of goes down.
But it becomes a liability on the floor with that mentality. So it'll be interesting to see. At least the Rockets are 9-3. Next game tomorrow night against the Memphis Grizzlies at Toyota Center as they wrap up 3 in a row at the Big Sequoia as they continue to hopefully roll on. Chandler Parsons' last appearance in Toyota Center for this year. Better get out and see him. It's going to be a big one. Is it?
No.
They might want to beat the Grizzlies, by the way. They're 0-2 already.
So let me ask you this. If you're the Rockets, would you consider benching Ryan Anderson at home? And starting Mbamute?
If Mbamute is healthy, I don't mind trying that to take some pressure off of him by positioning it. Look,
You got to try something, right?
Yeah, we need to shake it up a little bit with you. But look, we're not demoting you per se. We just want the pressure off of you so you can relax and get back to yourself.
I mean, look what Eric Gordon did the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now Eric Gordon's playing very well. That's a good point. All right, so we'll continue to roll on. If you want to talk some Rockets, feel free to join us. 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. We'll be back to keep you entertained, hopefully, till 4 o'clock right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects, live from Beaumont. And if there's one thing Bo knows Luke's. And Luke's is a great place to be, especially on the weekends. When you're ready to look for a great place inside, outside, lots of TVs, you can catch all the great sporting events. You can get great deals on Miller Lite and Coors Light. Miller Lite buckets right now, $12 till 7 p.m. till we're done broadcasting, along with the Blitz from 4 to 7. It's a great spot to be. It's a Friday. It's an FYF Friday. So get out. Get out of your offices. Get off your butts. Get out here to Luke's. Hang out with us for a few hours. It's always a good time.
Now, you said that's Terry, right? The one that brought me – she brought me the –
She's the diaper queen.
Not, they're not diapers.
Oh, well, I thought you
brought, toilet
you didn't
seat
bring the
covers.
Depends, too? Just the covers?
They're toilet seat. No, I don't wear diapers. They're toilet seat covers. That I
Terry,
have
he wears diapers.
I currently have them in my backpack. I don't know where my backpack is, but I keep them with me. So, yeah, they come in handy, Terry. Thank you very much for that. They're it's nice to have that option of a shield.
Now, Terry, is that a good enough thank you, or do you need him to text you later?
You're not. That's like somebody was saying about Facebook that a listener sent me a friend request, and I don't do friend requests on Facebook.
We've said this before.
Just because I want to keep it to family and friends, because sometimes I get on there and I get out like a whiny baby. You know. Well, I didn't want to. I almost said the B word in front of the kid, and that would have been inappropriate. But yeah, I get like a whiny baby on Facebook, and I don't need people knowing that. You know what I mean? Just the tight knit group.
We appreciate being those that know. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you and I aren't friends on Facebook.
Not on Facebook, but I work with you.
Yeah,
so
that's probably a good thing though, because I probably would torment the hell out of you. Let's be real.
No, there's people that do that,
though. I know. Yeah. No, both.
And then
us.
You mix in the political things and the selfies. And it gets, yeah. I'm with you, though.
I've got a – so Drew sent me the video of you dancing via private message. He slid up in my DM. And I'm going to – I think that's how the kids are saying it. Drew glided in my D's. No, that's not – how did he – what? He popped up in my DM. No? Okay, whatever. He sent me the video. So Joel is giving you the look of death, and I'm going to post it.
Wiz Difa over here getting into the DMs.
Wiz Difa.
Okay, Wiz, you go ahead and do that. Did you say your video was clear?
Yeah, your video was better. Wow. You sent it to him? That's the one he sent me? Okay, very good. Can we give a shout-out to Harrison Lee, who's a listener who tweeted to us, and he had a great idea. And I need to find it. But basically what he said is, you know, there's a death pool. He said, oh, yeah, it was to Fred and me. He said, instead of a dead pool, what about a pervert pool? Where
– very interesting idea.
You pick a famous person that might end up outed as a deviant. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's a great idea. Who would be one of your draft picks? Who was the guy – now, it can't be someone that's already been outed.
Okay.
So Harvey Weinstein's off the table, stuff like that.
Okay.
But if we were doing a pick, Nick, you're in on this too. Who would be – I would give you first pick, Joel. Who would be your draft choice for the pervert pool?
Man, Larry Flint?
Larry Flint. The hustler guy?
Yeah.
Is he alive? I think he died.
He's still alive.
Is he? But, I mean, that's hustler. It's got to be someone
well, –
probably wouldn't get many points because he's kind of already a pervert, right? I mean, he runs hustler. You would want to go with somebody like, if you said Larry David, you know what I mean? Like you out somebody that maybe would be a shock to some people.
Yeah. Think about it other than that. I mean.
Because like Marv Albert, right? Like, you know, he's kinky and
yes.
but deviant behavior, a little bit different. I will give it some thought. Who? Pee Wee Herman? Him and George Michael, we already know they're deviants. They're kinda,
movie theaters, bathroom stalls. They got those covered, literally. Yeah.
You can take any Republican politician off the table. We know they're all deviants as well. I don't know. Like,
who's your pick?
So it would have to be Hollywood, right?
So Chris Rock. I mean, not Chris Rock.
Oh, no, don't put that on Chris Rock.
Because Chris Rock and also.
You think of Louis C.K.?
No. You mentioned him yesterday, Kevin Hart. They've all when you say that they can't already be called out, they were just called out for cheating on their.
That's totally different.
Okay,
that's totally different. I mean, what Louis C.K. did, what Harvey Weinstein did, is totally different than being poor people in a relationship,
right?
Being bad at commitment. This is above that. You know what I mean? This is way worse.
Using the power to try and
to garner. Well, there's a kid here. Dang it, he's really screwing up the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, ma'am. I'm just joking. I'll apologize now because I'll probably say some things he shouldn't hear. She said, that's okay. His mom's like that. No, I'm just kidding. I think I would probably go someone in power, obviously, because why else would you do it, right?
Okay.
Larry King, that's not a bad choice. I don't know. See,
Sweet Cheeks, hello. No,
I don't think Larry King is doing that. Like, right. But you know who I would say?
he grabbed Mary Hart during the World Series.
It's always someone you wouldn't expect, like Phil Donahue. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he would do something.
Ooh,
like
I got, how about Dr. Phil?
Joel, that's a good first pick.
How about Dr. Phil?
Wow.
Today,
Joel, give me some of that.
Dr. Phil.
Give me some of that bump. That's
my
good.
My wife wasn't in the audience, and
Nick,
that
Nick,
girl looks sweet.
Nick, who's your first pick in the Deviant draft?
All three of my names, I think, wouldn't qualify, but I said Harvey first, but you guys said no.
Yeah, you can't pick somebody that's already out there.
Then
yeah.
My second choice was Barry Warner, but he's not a celebrity. Brent Musburger, how about that?
Ooh, that's a good one, Nick.
Dude, yes, because the way he acts when he sees a hot chick on TV, and he's like, oh, look at that. It's like, Brent, we're live. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, the apple doesn't far fall from the tree. That's Brent, they're not related. That's it. Her, the mother. Oh, it doesn't matter.
That's a good one, dude.
You're still sitting there thinking, and you came up with this.
I know. I thought I had it. I thought I would, but I don't know. I'm going to come up with a good one because it's got to be somebody that you just looks creepy.
What about the dog whisperer?
Cesar Millan?
Yeah.
Maybe with a dog he's been inappropriate.
Well,
but
that's
I don't
not
know.
Nice.
I don't know. Why would he be a deviant?
He looked because you were just describing Cesar Millan.
Do you think he does that to chicks like he does dogs where they start acting up and he does like the neck thing where he's like, stop it.
Well, there you go. He should be on your list. It's a genuine possibility.
Don't do that. Have you ever? By the way, I should not be allowed to watch those shows because I really thought that I was. I watched like four dog whisperers.
Yeah.
And I thought I was a dog.
You're a trainer.
I was trying it with dogs and it didn't work. I was trying it on the cats. Like the cat. I bet. And it did nothing. It would just scare them and they would run. But I'm like that. Like I'll watch four cooking episodes. Suddenly I'm Gordon Ramsay.
You're a master chef.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dog whisperer now.
Well, if you got samples, Drew is here and he's hungry.
No.
So he's available. Right, Wiz D? Okay, he's a little hungry.
Wiz D.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on here live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, where we've got great specials on Miller Lite, Coors Light, $12 buckets.
Mine. I'm sorry. It just hit me. I have mine. Ron Howard.
Opie?
Ron Howard, yes. He's got the power. He's got everything.
It's a good call.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ron Howard.
Okay.
And he's what? And he's a ginger. No, that's not. That doesn't.
See, you can't preview on the fly.
Golly.
You have to wait till the commercial break so you don't preview
my
on the fly.
Goodness.
It can get you in trouble.
I'm not repeating what you say anymore, sir. That's inappropriate.
He says that, but he doesn't mean it.
I'm going
All right.
to.
One in the books, two to go, plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere as we continue from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. Join us, won't you? Otherwise, call us up, 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.